If you have your Bibles tonight, you can turn with us to 2 Timothy, chapter number 2. 2 Timothy, chapter 2 tonight. And we are wrapping up our series on how to study the Bible. And the whole thought process behind this series was to hopefully ingrain upon us a greater love for God's Word, a greater understanding of His Word. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to study the Bible. But if we're going to study the Bible, we need to have the tools to study the Bible. It's just like anything else that we, you know, do in life, whether it's, you know, Brother Kenny, whether he's working on cars, he needs the right tools to work on those cars, or he's just going to be there tearing things apart and pulling things out of the car, no clue on where they go or where to put them back in, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Or, you know, if you're doing work around the church, you know, you really need the right tools. What's that? Bad example. Yeah, bad example. Because even when you think you have the right tool, sometimes it turns out not to be the right tool. You're doing work around the house, and you want the right tool for that. You go to Lowe's or Home Depot or IKEA or any of these stores, and you buy something that needs to be put together. You need the right tools to be able to put those together. And same is true tonight of the Word of God. And we're going to hopefully see a little bit of that tonight. But you're there, 2 Timothy chapter 2. And let's look there if we could. We'll begin at verse number 1. 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning there at verse number 1. And the Bible says there, "Thou therefore, my son," this of course is Paul talking to Timothy, "be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." And then skip down, if you would, verse number 15. The Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness." Now, there's two of those verses I want us to really focus in on and hone in on tonight. And the first one is verse number 2. "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." So very simple, in layman's terms, that when you come in and you learn the Bible, you learn the Word of God, you are to do so with the intention of taking what you learn and then passing it on to somebody else that they may learn, so that they in turn can pass it on to somebody else that they may learn, and so on and so forth. So I come here tonight as your pastor to teach you something. You take what's taught, and then you can maybe, hopefully, Lord willing, impart that on somebody else so that they know what the Bible says, and then they can take it and pass it on to somebody else. And then verse number 15 is the other verse there. "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And right there we see why it is we study the Bible, why it is we study the Word of God. It's not so that we can necessarily impress one another with our knowledge of the Bible. Our ultimate goal in studying the Bible is so that we can use it to bring honor and glory to the Lord, so that we are approved before God, and that we're not ashamed and we rightly divide the word of truth. And so we're going to get to the paper there in a minute. But tonight we're talking about some essential Bible study tools. So what are some things you can use in your day-by-day life on a day-by-day basis that will help you study the Bible? Well, I'm going to give you several things tonight, but before we even look at any of those things, let me just, I guess, put this disclaimer out there, or this encouragement, and that is, if the only thing you have is a Bible, then at the end of the day, that's really all you need to study the Bible. That's all you really need to study the Word of God, because what you'll find as you read the Bible is that, and you've heard me say time and time again, the Bible defines itself. The Bible defines itself. And so you're reading something in the Scriptures. Sunday night, for example, we were looking at the book of James, chapter 2. And we were talking about the sin of favoritism. Well, how do we know that's a sin? Well, who was it addressed to? Who was it written to? And we came to the conclusion that the book of James was addressed to Christians. How did we come to that conclusion that James was written to Christians? Because in chapter 1, James wrote it to my brethren, talking to fellow Christians. And so anything you ever need in the Bible can be defined by just reading the Bible. It might take you a little bit longer than if you just go to the shelf and pull off a book on that particular text, but you can always understand the Bible if all you have is a Bible. Why? Because as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit of God indwelling us that opens up the Word of God, that illuminates the Word of God for us to understand. But all that being said, we'll get into the paper here in a minute. But first, I want to start off and I want to share some things that might be a help to you that I use personally that you can look into, and you can purchase these. Some of these you can find online. So, these are the study tools that I use personally for sermons and Bible study prep and everything else. So the first category is you need a good King James Bible. You need a good King James Bible. And the very first Bible that I have up there is called the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. And that's the Bible that I'm using tonight. It's a Thompson Chain Reference Bible. And this is a Bible that I was given when I was ordained almost 10 years ago as a pastor. And it's not this particular one. The one that I was given when I was ordained, I found the print in that one to be just a little bit too small. And so it kind of sat on my shelf for a very long time until I purchased this one here. And it has the text where it's updated, and so it's a bigger text, it's a bigger font, and so it helps me see it a little bit better when I'm preaching from it or when I'm reading from it or whatever the case may be. Now, the Thompson Chain Reference Bible is very interesting because in the Thompson Chain Reference, there are no study notes necessarily. The Thompson Chain Reference Bible is basically, it gives you a word and it gives you a number associated with that word, and you follow that word throughout Scripture, and it's a chain, and you can go from the beginning of the chain to the end of the chain, and you can look up every verse that particular word is talked about in Scripture. And so this is the Bible that I probably use the most. It's the Bible that I probably love the most as far as studying and preaching and so on and so forth. Then the second Bible that I use is something called the Ryrie Study Bible. And that's by a man by the name of Dr. Charles Ryrie. And it's very similar in scope to a Scofield Bible. If you ever use a Scofield Bible, it's very similar to... And I have a copy of this. It's out of print, but it was published by the Sword of the Lord years ago. And it's a John R. Rice reference Bible. And but this is another very good Bible with references, and it also has study notes. And then the third Bible that I use, Gus, we've been talking much about both the context, but then also the application and how to apply what we're reading to the Scriptures. And the third Bible that I use to help with the application aspect of it is the Life Application Study Bible. And I believe Walter, he has the Life Application Study Bible. Ellen has the Life Application Study Bible. I have the Life Application Study Bible. Mandy has a Life Application Study Bible. She's using something tonight called the Rainbow Study Bible. And the Rainbow Study Bible, everything in the Rainbow Study Bible, it's already highlighted for you. It's already color coordinated for you. And at the bottom, you find what the color is. And so the pink is talking about discipleship. The other pink is talking about outreach. And I know there's other names for other pinks. I don't know the proper names. Blue is salvation. Then you have love, commandments, family, faith, prophecy, evil, sin, history. And so that kind of breaks everything up for you by color. And I also have a copy of a Rainbow Study Bible. I have Bibles galore, both in my office and at home. But these are the three Bibles that I use the most. And then the next set of things that I use are dictionaries, concordances, and so forth. And so I use three concordances, dictionaries, and things along those lines. The first is called the Wilmington's Guide to the Bible. The Wilmington's Guide to the Bible, and I meant to have a copy of that out here with me, but I have a copy of that in my office. And then I have something called the Strong's Concordance. And you'll find that on your paper. And the Strong's Concordance is just really... Well, I thought I put it on there.
First page.
There we go. Strong's Concordance is a comprehensive index of every word in the King James Bible, and it features Strong's numbers, and so you can get your detailed Greek and Hebrew definitions out of the Strong's Concordance. And then, of course, the dictionary that I use and recommend is the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, and that's also there on your paper under specialized resources. Again, that's best for understanding older English words, especially those used in the King James Bible. Now, if you don't want to go out and buy the actual hardback of an 1828 Webster's Dictionary, you can go to WebstersDictionary1828.com, and that will give you that dictionary right there online, free of charge. And, you know, we like free around here, don't we? And so free is always good. And then the next resource that I personally use is something called Logos Bible Software. Logos Bible Software. And that has in it over 100,000 theological resources designed for electronic Bible study. It has ebook functionality, includes extensive resource linking, note-taking functionality, linguistic analysis for study of the Bible, both in translation and the original languages. So now, you see that there on your paper, under alternative digital tools, Logos. It's comprehensive, but it can be expensive. And not only expensive, but it can also be potentially overwhelming. So I want to show you that tonight. And so this is what Logos looks like. And so, and I have this as both an app on my computer, an app on my phone, an app on my iPad. And this is my primary hub for my sermon preparation. And so, for example, if we go here to Sermon Manager, so you see it right here. So you have the week, you have where I preached it, so First Baptist Church. You have the service that I preached it at, 6 p.m., 11 a.m., New Year's Eve 2021. And then you have the title of the message. So the very first sermon that I have here, Avoiding Satan's Snares, the Minister's Mission, Principles for a New Year, Back to Basics, Our Statement of Faith, Rediscover Church, Sanctity of Life, What is a Church, the Church Covenant, and so on and so forth. So, let's go, we can break this up. So, 11 a.m. service. And then we go down to the very first one. And so, here was Sunday morning's message. Have you left your first love? And so, you type in the references, it automatically puts the references in for you. You can automatically create the slideshow that we use on Sunday mornings in the PowerPoint. If I give you a handout like this, the Logos Bible software will automatically create a handout that I can then print off and hand to you. And then there's a feature that from my iPad, I can click the preach button, and it comes up on my iPad as just my notes. And so that's one of the features of the Logos Bible software. But some other things that it has, you can go to open a commentary. And so this is a commentary. This is the Butler commentary, I believe. And so John chapter 1, in the beginning. And then it gives you, well, what does it mean by in the beginning? And so on and so forth. So the Logos Bible software, if there's one Bible software, if you're into the computer, you like using the computer, the Logos Bible software is very good. I pay $15 a month for this, but it's well worth it, and it helps tremendously. And so that's the Logos Bible software. And then the last set of resources that I personally use, they're the commentaries. The commentaries. Again, all these commentaries are King James based. The first one is Understanding the Bible, which is an 11-volume commentary set by Dr. David Sorensen. The second commentary set that I use, and I have the first one on the computer. The second one, I have all five volumes in hardback, and that is Through the Bible by Dr. J. Vernon McGee. And then the last commentary is from Dr. Warren Wiersbe, and that's the Wiersbe Bible commentary. And he used to be the pastor of the First Baptist Church in, I believe, Dallas, Texas. And so those are the commentaries and just the things that I use personally. Now, if I'm studying a particular subject, right? Say if I'm studying something on the cults, well, then I have books on the cults. If I'm studying something, in fact, let's see here. I just started a I just started a study on some Bible history. And well, I need a book on that. And so one of the books that I use for that is this book. And that's by a fellow by the name of William R. Byers. And it's History of King James Bible and the People Called Baptist. So that would be a resource I use for Baptist history. Now, if you're looking for a good website to get some good books on, whether it's Bible history or whatever the case may be, this is a good website to do so. It's called Local Church Bible Publishers. Local Church Bible Publishers. Not only do they offer books such as this, but if you're looking for a good Bible at a reasonable cost in a good leather that will last for a long time, this is a good resource for that. But just look at, we'll go through some of the books here. So I'm big into history, and so we'll look at some of the history books. So here you have a concise history of Baptists, you have a goodly heritage, you have American foundations laid by the Baptists. The Baptist Encyclopedia, which is a two-volume set. That's actually a very good set. Then you have Baptist Heroes of the Faith. You have that in several volumes. Baptist History in the South. And just on and on and on it goes for...
What was the White House one?
What's that?
What was the White House one? It's short. I'm sorry.
Oh, let's see. This one?
Yeah.
That is actually a good book. I think I have this one. It's How Satan Turned America Against God. How Satan Turned America Against God. It's either at the house or in my office there. And then, and just on and on it goes. And so... The Baptist Story, Sermons on the Trail of Blood by A.A. Davis, The Bible Makes Us Baptists, A Compendium of Baptist History. Now, if you're really into history, and you like small print, that middle one there, The Compendium of Baptist History, that is a thick, dense book, but it's well worth it. It's well worth it. It's well worth it. And this is the one that I was... And I may just eventually order this for everybody in the church so that you have a copy of this. But it's The Trail of Blood by J.M. Carroll. This is, without a doubt, perhaps one of the best books out there on the history of the Baptist Church. And it follows the Christians down through the centuries, the history of Baptist churches from the time of Christ, their founder, to the present day. And so, again, this is a very, very good book. And so, but again, sometimes we think, you know, we worry about the archaic words in the Bible. Well, here's a good one. And again, thick book, 636 pages. 636 pages. But you have archaic words and the authorized version. And so, again, it would define some of those more hard to define words. But this is a good resource for you to find some good books on Baptist history. And then that's just our church website up there. And so, but let's look at our paper here and we'll go through some of these resources, some of these other resources that are available out there that you can look up. And a lot of these are free. Some of these you can buy and purchase. And so on and so forth. So, number one, essential books available in paper and digital format. We already covered the Strong's Concordance. Then you have Thayer's Lexicon, which is an in-depth Greek dictionary using Strong's numbering for easy cross-referencing. You can get a Greek New Testament, which gives you the original text for deeper study. Then you have something called the Treasury of Scripture Knowledge. Extensive cross-references for in-depth Bible study. You have the Englishman's Concordance, and organized around Greek and Hebrew words instead of English phrases. Then just a basic Bible dictionary. Just a basic Bible dictionary, definitions and explanations of biblical terms. And then a commentary set. We already covered a couple of the commentary set, an in-depth analysis and interpretation of Scripture. So now remember, we said the Bible ultimately defines the Bible. The Bible defines itself. So when I'm studying and I'm using these different commentaries, what I'm looking for is, before I present it, is I'm looking for a consensus. And do they all agree, or, you know, for the most part, do they, are they all in the same ballpark? And then does that match up with what I have studied about the culture, about the history, about the local setting in which it was written? And then if all those things come together, then we can say, okay, this is a good indication of this is what the text actually means. And so then some digital tools, some things you can just jump online and type these into your browser. So blueletterbible.org. And that's a free, user-friendly tool with extensive resources. You have tools for original study, cross-references and commentaries, dictionaries and encyclopedias. And so it's very simple to use. You go to that website. You use the search box to find verses. Click the tools button for 6 tabs of resources. You use the Strong's numbers. You can access detailed definitions, uses examples, all of these good things on there, and then explore the cross references and topical studies. And then you have some other digital tools, some that you can pay for, some that are free. We've already covered Logos. There's something called Accordance. Again, another high quality, but it's another costly option. I don't use that. I looked into it. I have Logos, so I didn't need a second one. Trust me, just like books, I just ordered a book on Sunday. Did I need the book? Probably not. But it was $15. How could I refuse? I mean, and it was going, to a ministry. It was going to a missionary. So how could I say no? And the same thing is with these things here. You can spend a lot of money on these resources, but you don't necessarily have to. Olive Tree, that's a mid-range option. I do have that on my phone with various features. eSword, that's free. I have that on my computer, but again, it has a lot of things with it. It can be potentially overwhelming if you really dig deep into it. Then some free web tools. You can go to Bible.com, which is also known as YouVersion on your phone. Bible Gateway, and then the specialized resources. You have your Webster's 1828 Dictionary. Again, we've talked about that. And then some additional tips. You can get The Treasury of Scripture Knowledge. You can get R.A. Torrey's topical textbook for comprehensive cross-referencing. And a lot of these books that we're talking about in print, I have them. So if you say, hey, I'd like to see that before I buy it, or I just want to borrow it, you know, then let me know. It may take me a while to find it where it is in my stack of books, but I'll eventually find it. And then Bible encyclopedias, again, great for studying customs, geography, historical context. That Wilmington's Guide to the Bible that we talked about earlier, excellent resource. And I have multiple copies of those. So if you want one, let me know. I don't know how I wind up with all these books. I really don't. And then commentaries. Insightful for, again, understanding the difficult passages, gaining different perspectives, and then recommended. There's a recommended commentary there that you can get on blueletterbible.org. And so just a lot of good things there. And a lot of resources. And so, you know, those questions that we asked last week, those questions can be answered by using these tools and using these resources. And I want to point something else out because, you know, our live stream, right? Our live stream is not always the best quality. It's not always, sometimes the audio comes and goes. Sometimes it doesn't sync up. Or whatever the case may be. Well, I want to give you another tool, another resource. And my computer died. Wonderful. Oh, there we go. Okay, so if you go to our church website, you can actually go over here to the tab that says Sermons. And you can find all the audio sermons. They are posted there. Sunday sermons are usually posted by Monday. Tonight's, the Wednesday night Bible studies are usually posted by Thursday. And the audio is a lot better usually than the live stream because the audio is just recorded from my phone. And so you can go through there. You can do it by date. Or, if we're in a series, you can go through series. So, the latest series is up there, How to Study the Bible. So, last week, Interrogate the Scriptures, Context Matters, What's the Point, A Map of the Bible, and so on and so forth. And so, just make sure, you know, you go on the website from time to time, and, you know, we keep it updated with the latest sermons, which are on the front page. You have the upcoming events and the giving tab and so on and so forth. And so a lot of good things on there as well. But again, these tools are for one purpose and one purpose only. And that is to help you get a deeper love for the Word of God. And if they accomplish that goal, then it's worth it. All, you know, all the money I've spent on books over the years, all the money I've spent on, you know, Bible softwares and, you know, everything else, it's been worth it because I get more and more out of my Bible reading all the time. And so find the tools that work best for you, but above that, you know, let it help you get more involved in your Bible reading, because the more you're involved in your Bible reading, the closer it is you'll get to God, and the closer it is you get to God, the more you'll be what it is God wants you to be. And so, any questions regarding any of these different tools or resources or anything like that tonight? All right, let's pray. And we got several prayer requests, several folks to keep in prayer tonight.